All right, everyone, it's the Grimlord here, and this is our new comic. We're doing the Inkle. Yes, there's nothing more, I guess you could say, wild and occult than Jodorowsky, and Mobius is the Inkle. Of course, Mobius, he's no longer with us, and Jodorowsky is fairly old, but he's still with us, and they still plan to adapt the Inkle. Taika, whatever that guy's name is, he's the one that's in talks to adapt it. But right now, let's read the comic. By the way, Humanoids is responsible for this book. So if you want to go support Humanoids right now, go to the Kickstarter. They've got a Kickstarter for Kara, C-A-R-A. Pick it up. Great, big, beautiful hardcover book. All kinds of different tiers and cool stuff from Humanoids. Humanoids is awesome. You can support them. They have a lot of really out there stuff. If you like the Invisibles that we did, you'll love the Inkle. So let's get started. By the way, I know the guy who actually translated this from French to English. He used to be a friend of mine on social media. He was a protege of Clive Barker. Very occult guy. So he definitely understands the context of this, and I'm really glad that I can read his work for you. We may not have agreed with everything, you know, like people are going to disagree with things, but I definitely respect the work he's done here, and I hope you'll pick up the Inkle as well from Humanoids. So here we are, the Inkle, the Black Inkle, Humanoids. So, Alejandro Jodorowsky, writer, Mobius, penciler, and inker. Yves Charlin, colorist. The edition contains the colors used in the original publication of the series. Justin Kelly, translator. Alex Donahue, U.S. edition editor, and Jerry Frisson, book designer. Yep, that's him. Not the book designer, but the translator. That's definitely him. And of course, Humanoids. Definitely pick up their books if you like them. Jodorowsky, Mobius, The Black Inkle. Now, this is a French comic that's been translated to English. Keep that in mind. Night at the Red Ring. Go on, kill him! This is a common sight in Suicide Alley. You don't have to be an upper-level citizen to watch blood flow. Talk! Help! The poor sap is John DeFool, a Class R licensed private investigator. No, not that! His attackers are masked men, faceless and mysterious. Quick! To the racer! Suicide Alley. It's a direct non-stop fall straight down to the Great Acid Lake, which dissolves everything it touches. Whoa! There'll be more! Look, a suicide! Been a long time. Ah! Koskich! Give me my weapon! Gotta bag me a fallen one! Get out your guns! His fatal plunge down Suicide Alley triggers the usual wave of suicides. That's not him! It's a suicide! That's him there! Aw, damn! I mean, oh no! Are you ready to talk? Less than 30 seconds before the Acid Lake. I'll tell you everything! Got him. Well, where did you hide it? Wait! Just a second. I can't breathe. Police craft. Ick! Halt! Damn it, their timing sucks. Cops! Grab the Coogan before they remodel us. Slump! Ram! Throw them a mini-nuke. That'll shut them up. Stored! That guy must have some luck. His hook is beeping. He's still alive. Hey, I know that guy. Tweet, tweet! His name is John DeFool, a Class R detective based in Rosa City. Not very skillful, but a good informant. Is that all that's left of the three masked men? Our Identibot is going to fry a diode. Here, PY, a debriefing tape. Okay, I'm recording. Well, now, look who decided to join us. It's the man who survived Suicide Alley. Hello, John. Ugh, which one of you bastards shot a missile at me? We We might have come down hard with the mini-nuke, but your friends had a Coogan 38. Yeah, I saw it. Those assholes. Now, I guess you want me to tell you how all this started. It was a beautiful morning in May. All was quiet in the great underground city. We're arriving at Central. You can continue the story in my office. On this great political holiday, C-Day minus one presidential clonage, we... All the commotion at Central Stock 117 doesn't help keep my head clear. It all started last night. Surrounded by emotionless cybo cops, I was calmly washing down a steak sandwich with some fake bourbon when suddenly... Quiet, Depot! Donk! Oh, wow. It's a cell phone. Gotta keep in mind when this was written, guys. Are you John DeFool? I'll expect you in an hour for an urgent assignment. It's Unit 771636. Sector 28, Bellevue Circuit. Out. That's right. Less than 10 minutes later, I was treading the crimson carpet of her knapt. According to my data, you were speaking to Lady Nimbia. S. Kink? With her halo and her accent, I could tell she was an aristo from the uppermost level. Something smelled fishy about her, but the fresh smell of money was blocking my nose. Hi, I'm John DeFool, the Class R detective you... I know. Come in and sit down. I'm Nimbia Supra Quink. Quink? Kink? I guess it's how you say it. I need a guide and bodyguard for an outing to the Crimson Ring. I believe you're familiar with the area. What? The ring? But... The contract is on the table. 50 kublars. I would have taken her to hell for that kind of money. Midnight precisely, or you forfeit your fee. 50 kublars? But I have to bring you back exactly by midnight? So I took her to the red ring, and even lower. She was insatiable. Let me tell you, she found some places even I hadn't seen before. Anyway, everything was going great till she wanted to end the night in style at the Daredevil. That's where she met Kill Wolfhead. My wolf! Yum! Kill your dark black muzzle makes me hot! Excuse me, we'll try that one again, guys. Yum! Kill your dark black muzzle makes me red hot! Giggle. My queen! It's not too often Kill gets his hands on a high-class aristo, so he is making the most of it. Less than 10 minutes. It's almost midnight, m'lady. Time to go. I had no choice. If the crazy woman kept it up, I could kiss my 50 kublars goodbye. I have to think of something, but what? Oh! Especially since with Kill's legendary stamina, this could have gone on all night. Desperate times call for desperate measures. It was moments before midnight. The shot had to be precise. I wish he wasn't moving so much. You little bastard, you shot a hole in my ear! And of course it was stomp. Let me explain, Kill. The lady and I have a contract. Look! That rotten bastard, I was finally about to have an orgasm. Tear him apart, Killy! Yes, my wolf. Slaughter him. I want his hide. I want... Ha! Ha! Look at that. Look at what? Yipes! Ouch! It turned out Nimbia Kink was an old woman whose hollow mask wore off at midnight. You're all a bunch of bastards! Kill Wolfhead's art and passion had made the sordid Cinderella forget all about the time. I don't see the connection between your story and Suicide Alley. Well, Wolfhead went crazy. He got into his head that I was the one responsible for Nimbia's transformation. He started chasing me through the crowd at the Daredevil. One more thing, he was yelling, I'm going to rip your ears. I'm going to rip off your ears and make you eat them. I finally managed to escape him by entering a ventilation shaft. Kill was too big to follow me. An hour later, I was hopelessly lost, when suddenly the sound of running footsteps echoed through the filthy tunnel. Could it be Kill? It wasn't Kill, but something far worse. What is that thing? I'd never even heard of such a creature. He was charging at me as hard as a paleo bulldozer and looked just as friendly. But by extraordinary luck, the huge beast had only come that far to fall down and die. I only had time to see a strange blade embedded in the creature's back before the violent impact knocked me unconscious. When I came to, I was at Suicide Alley, and those three hotheads were beating me up. you know the rest. And of course, you don't have the slightest idea who they were or what they wanted from you. Of course not. They had masks and... Don't wear yourself out. We've identified them. Pretty killers and members of Amok. Impossible to find out who their commander is. Okay, you're free to go, de fool. But something about this case stinks, and you shouldn't hide the truth from us. The only place it'll get you is... But I told you the truth. I've got nothing to hide. It all checks out. The old lady, wolf head, the creature's body, etc. That etc. is precisely what stinks, de fool. It sure does. P.Y. is right. Oh well, right now the most important thing is to build myself a woman and find something to smoke so I can relax and wet my whistle in the company of something soft, pink, and tender. Later, at a homeo brothel in the French Quarter. Ah, now, here's what I need. Dance of the Inkle. Paris-level sexual credit union. Just the type of upper-class establishment I was looking for. Come in, sir. The credit union is at your service. I'm going to go ahead and treat myself to a deluxe model. After what I've been through, I deserve it. Wow, this may be the future, folks. It's like Honey Select, but real. Later. Ah, a bottle of whiskey, a bottle of a box of SPV, guys. Sorry about that. A cigar and a hot bath. What more could I wish for? Light hallucinogen for mainstream consumption. Coochie coochie. Alright. That's what I was missing. Or, well, he says, now that's what was missing. But, yeah, you guys get it. Also, didn't know that the robo-girls were going to say coochie-coochie when they come in. Is that a robo-girl? I don't even know. But today, the homeo whore's caresses can't completely chase away the thoughts rushing through John's head. Damn it. Or the images that keep returning. Everything he hid from the robot policeman. What is this creature? It's pinned like a butterfly. Damn, what a story. Vadam. Alsta. Damn, I never knew the city's ventilation shafts were so popular. Let's see. I'll bet these are the fun-loving guys who planted the dagger in its back. Alsta! Each one of those chanting creatures must have weighed 800 pounds. Zatom! Can't I get some peace around here? Luckily, I had something to calm them down. I set my inhibitor to a motion-seeking paralysis sweep. I didn't even have to aim. I've never seen such horrible creatures before. Perhaps a new race of mutant? They'd sleep for about an hour, then wake up with a massive hangover. Or maybe a still unclassified extraterrestrial life form. What a crazy world. Eek, eek! The surprise came when my pinned butterfly was still alive. He even spoke citizen like you and me. With a slight lower-level twang. John DeFool, wait, listen, I have something for you. Yeah, okay, sure, but how do you know my name? Take this, John DeFool, it's important. So this creature knows my name. Isn't that nice? Hurry. Guard it very closely. The fate of not only the planet, but the fate of the whole universe depends on that object. The universe? To top it all off, the mutant was melting, but I was fed up, so I pretended not to see anything. It was a small box, unremarkable except for a curious sensation. So what's in this damn box? The ankle? I wonder what that is. Ah, the ankle! There, it's open. Wow. I had never felt such agony in all my life. The light seared my brain all the way to its core. And meanwhile, the mutant kept right on melting away. You're no fun, honey. You've got your mind on other things. I've got my mind on what was inside that creature's body. Because when I woke up, whoa, a fake body? And inside, the fake melted body. A berg! Finally, after 2 long hours of wandering. This was too much. I was involved in a mess of galactic proportions. Yes, an exit! For years, the airwaves had been pounding us with news of a so-called Berg Empire, which was apparently swarming out of the Swan Constellation intending to wipe us off the face of the galaxy. But what I'd seen now was a lot more convincing than some blurry satellite snapshots. So those damn Bergs really do exist, it's not just propaganda. Yeah, that was great, sugar. Really. Coochie coochie. Then nothing else happened till I got back to my canapt. Hi, Depot. It sure is nice to be safe and sound at home. Safe and sound. That was true for about 15 seconds. Sidum, sidum. Open up. What should I do with this thing? I wonder if I can sell it. Damn. What now? I have about 2 seconds to hide it where they'll never find it. Sidum, sidum. Crawl. Rock. I could see they were equipped with the motion-seeking paralysis sweep blockers. My inhibitor might as well have been junk, and I knew just what they were looking for. That's him! Whatever you do, don't shoot! We need him alive and conscious! Amok killers! Let's toss his canapt. Where did you hide it? Talk! It's in... oh, I don't know! The strange thing is that I tried to tell them several times, but every time the words got stuck. Anyway... the only thing those bastards got for their trouble was death at the bottom of Suicide Alley. Hee hee. I guess I found a pretty good hiding spot after all. DeFool, after taking 5 Kublars from his account to pay the homeo whore, now uses public transport to get back to his level. Hot and smelly, but cheap. It's a shame I have to go back to the canapt now. Oh no, feels like I'm being followed. The cops? Or the killers? Indeed, ladies and gentlemen, the 9th presidential clonage is sure to be a gala event. Someone else? Well, now, if everyone wants this thing they call the Inkle, there's got to be a pile of Kublars in it. QED, this could be the case of my life. Damn it, why do my smokes taste funny today? Two! Now what? What are all these idiots doing blocking the door to my canapt? We can't see back here. Stop pushing. I'm sick, pal. Hey, step aside. Let me through. This is my place. This is nuts. What's going on? They say there's a bird who's been preaching since morning. Perched on top of a wardrobe. He's been doing cures, each one more miraculous than the last, if you get my drift. All the sick people on this level have been showing up nonstop. The sacred bird, it can't be real! A miracle! We can't see! I believe in it! Look, I'm cured! It's my turn! After a half hour of pushing. Step aside! Get out of my house, damn it! Shove off! I want to be healed too! Let me closer, you bastard! He's beautiful! Like an eagle! No, like an angel of heaven! Repent! I'm dreaming. This can't be! Amen, you must fully repent and purify yourself so that you may be granted true glory to the bird, our prophet. He glows like an aristo. Heal me, Depot. True forgiveness, my friends. I tell you the archangel is coming soon to destroy this wicked city. Oh, bird, holy bird, I suffer so much and I haven't had a bowel movement in 3 months. Psst, Depot, it's me, John. For this den of sin will soon be reduced to ashes, and the archangel will... I'm cured! It's a miracle! Hey, what's that guy doing on the wardrobe? Get back, you fool! Leave me alone! My revelations are not yet complete! Depot, will you cut the crap? We have to get out of here! Stop him! Not yet! The people must learn the fate of their city! You leave me no choice, Depot! Sacrilege! Stop him! He's crazy! Let him go, jerk! Spit it out, you dumb animal! Fire and... Brack! Hey, wait! Ruh. Oh, at last! Croot, croot, croot! It's more like croot, croot, croot! You're in for it now, pal! Kill him! Rip his guts out! Kill him! The bird has been profaned! I'm blind and I cannot see! Sick bastards, let me go! Suddenly, stack, stack, stack! Ah! Well... Akarar! There it is! I saw the glow between his fingers! Who are these monsters? Eek! He's dead! They're all dead! It's the Bergs! Oh crap, a Berg assault squad just blasted through the wall with lasers! Bergs! They've come for the Inkle! Impossible! What do we do now, Chief? We can't get to him through this crowd! Never mind that! Follow my lead! Yak! Yak! Attack! Krat! 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 Ah! I must be dreaming! Mommy! Help me! No! Suddenly there was a blinding flash. He can't escape now. We find the Inkle! We have to wipe out the Bergs first. Who are these guys? Mutants! The bathroom, it's my only hope. Soon the cops join the party. They're wreaking havoc. Send three anti-emotion squads to the Hell 210 sector. Save us. Boom. Tang. Here come the cops. Dear telefriends, watch with us as all hell breaks loose. Along with the local TV reporters. Followed by another party crasher, the most dangerous yet, from the depths of the city. Move along! This is insane! Look at that! It's a combat robot! Crash! Kabang! Stop! Taka taka taka! Dear telefriends, we're witnessing a fiercely pitched battle. The Hill 210 sector has become a slaughterhouse. Rumors abound of the Berg Assault Squad. I repeat, a Berg Assault Squad has... Oh, something's happening. A combat robot just surged up from parts unknown. All right, I'm in the clear. Freeze! Oh, no! The president's hunchbacks. What do you want from me? No questions. Get in the slider craft. Hurry, somebody's coming. Don't tell me the president's involved in this, too. Forget it. I give up. If he wants the inkle, he can have it. Okay, and that's where we're going to stop for now with the inkle. This is just a preview of what we're going to be doing every second week of the month. We'll be doing the inkle. You notice these are a little shorter. At least this first one is. I don't know about future volumes. They may be a little longer. But there's about six volumes of the inkle, and then there's before and after the inkle. So we'll go through that. But at any rate, guys, this is the Grim Lord, and we will see you guys next time on Grimm's Comics Corner with more the inkle. Stay tuned.